I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So, Andrew,
hang on.
What, you not start? Want to start?
I'm not ready yet.
What do you mean you're not ready?
Because I'm not in position. Right, I'm ready now.
Oh, it's all about positioning, is it?
It is with me.
Nothing to do with your thoughts. So, look, Andy, I'm sorry to drag you down to London for...
But I had to get out of bed at 5 a.m. this morning.
Oh, bless you. Bless you. You know, but it's an emergency situation that I thought we needed to do an emergency mince. My insider over in Russia...
Yeah.
It's reported back to me over a satellite phone. Can you fucking imagine?
I didn't even know you could get such a thing.
Yeah, but hey, never mind that. I want to give you a nut quiz.
Oh, we're going to wait for the emergency update. Then,
well, I haven't got any like of that stuff that we normally do, questions and names and that, but I do have a nut quiz.
Do your nut quiz then, Bob.
Because you know what, Andy? I think people think I'm like a doyle, you know, like a cretin.
Mm-hmm.
And
I don't think that.
Well, you wouldn't because... You see, this is the problem. People say, I'm hanging around with you. You're a fucking doyle, aren't you?
Oh, so it's like, it's my influence rubbing off on you.
Yeah, so I want to show via my nut quiz
that
I'm not a doyle. So,
get on with it.
It's very simple, Andy. It's nut or not nut. Do you know your nuts? All right?
Right.
First one, cashew, nut or not nut?
Very clearly, nut.
Not nut.
Oh,
it's a fruit.
Piss off.
It's not. Please, you can look these all up. It's true. I've done my research. All right, Andrew. Here's an easy one for you. Coconut, nut or not nut?
Right, I'm going to go counterintuitive here. Not nut.
Correct. It's a droop. Yeah, it's
because it hangs.
I don't think it's just the
it hangs off a tree.
Hazelnut, nut or not nut?
I want to go counterintuitive, but my heart is just crying out nut.
It's a nut, Andrew.
It's a nut.
Peanut, nut or not nut?
I reckon that's a vegetable, not nut.
It's a legume.
Wow.
Yeah. Are you enjoying it?
Not really.
No, well, you looked at it just for one fucking moment after 61 episodes. You had a smile on your face. Brazil nut, nut or not nut?
Not nut.
Correct. It's a seed.
Are there any nuts?
Walnut, nut or not nut?
Not nut.
Correct, it's a droop seed. You are enjoying it a tiny bit, I can tell. Final one, Andrew. You've only got one. Final one. Pecan, nut or not nut?
Nut.
Correct.
Wow.
Two out of whatever, seven.
What?
Two out of seven you got.
Two out of seven.
So I'd...
No, I got two out of seven wrong.
No, you got two out of seven right. You got hazelnut right and you got pecan right.
I got more than that.
No, you didn't. You can check it
tell
back.
Tell us what the other ones were.
Cashew nut was a fruit.
I got that wrong.
Coconut you got wrong.
Got that right.
Did you? Oh, no one wants a post-mortem on this, Andrew.
Where's me prize?
Hey, apologies for last week because I said I misled people because I said that Fleet Services was the only one with a KFC and a Burger King.
And of course it isn't.
It's not that.
Scattered all over the country. What did you mean to say?
I meant to say with a McDonald's and a Burger King.
Yeah.
So apologies for that.
So I was kind of right when I said one of them on the M62, which was Hart's Head Moor, because that's got a KFC and a Burger King.
No, it hasn't.
Yeah, it has.
No, it hasn't.
It has.
No, it hasn't.
It has. I sent you the picture.
I didn't see the picture.
I sent you the picture. You said it was a Photoshop job.
Yeah, it's Photoshop mock-up.
It's not. Don't make me go there. I will go there at some point, but don't make me go there now.
Andrew.
Can I just add, somebody did say that there's some services somewhere being built at the minute that's going to have a KFC, a Burger King and a McD's in it. The Holy Trinity.
Whoa.
But I can't remember where that is.
Well, that's just going to be packed to the rafters.
Of course it is.
It's not going to be worth going.
It's pretty good Wetherspoons in it.
Hey,
well.
I Skyped Mark Lawrenson.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. He's out in Russia commentating.
Right.
Right. So I caught with him on Skype.
Right.
See how he's getting on. I'll play it for you, Andrew, all right?
Okay.
Okay, so this is how it went. So, all right, Mark, how's it going?
Pretty shit, to be honest, Bob.
Blimey, so what? Like, what's your specific beef, Mark?
Oh, I've got loads of them. I've made a list. The flight over here took forever. The seats were far too brightly coloured and they sat me next to a man with a breathing issue. The in-flight meal looked like they'd been scraped off the floor of a Toby Carvery. My nice tight silver shirt all got messed up because the German shampoo in my suitcase leaked. I'm not even entirely sure which hemisphere I'm in.
Hey, well, come on, Matt. It could be worse. At least you're at the World Cup.
I haven't finished yet, Bob. I just stopped there to wipe some spittle off the side of my mouth. The hotel's in the middle of nowhere and serves nothing but corned beef and potato soup. They must think I'm out in the fields all day picking turnips. The view from my room's just a low wall. It's lights out at 9 p.m. The people are confusing. The stadiums are soulless and uninspiring. The football is dull, predictable and boring. And I think my co-commentators are grass. Do you want me to go on?
No, to be honest, not really, Mark. Look, I tell you what, so enjoy the rest of your trip then.
I won't.
So?
No.
That worked. I wish I'd never bothered.
Was that a satellite phone you got him on as well?
No, that was Skyped. I tell you what though, Andy, have you noticed in the sort of sphere, in the ether, that the tide's turning in favour of Mark Lawrenson?
I hope so, a little bit.
Yeah.
I think people have had enough of the, how can I put it, the younger pundits,
yeah,
those that have just recently retired. Yeah. They want someone that's got a bit of character and who's lived a bit and who's basically sick of life.
Well, they've certainly got
that's
that
what
one
they
now.
Get. Well, Lawrence, it's just a different angle, a different viewpoint.
No, I'm beginning to really enjoy it, you know, like, because there's a whole little like club of dull ones who just are saying, just desperate to be non-controversial,
yes,
just describe factually what's happening.
I mean, I'm sure Matthew Upson's a lovely fella, but if you just shut your eyes, it's like listening to Gareth Southgate, and yeah, nobody wants that.
Well, yeah, you're right.
Jimmy and Janus again.
I think if someone phones up Gareth wanting a contribution to a charity, for example, they would want to hear his voice, Andy.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's not met that many circumstances when you'd want to hear it.
So yeah, we're as a nation, we're becoming pro-Laura. I think they're giving him matches that they think are going to be shit as well, on yeah, purpose.
I've only missed one match. How many have you watched?
I've watched all of them.
You've done them all?
I've done all of them. I've missed nout so far.
I missed Portugal-Morocco.
That was that was a good one.
Yeah, well,
that
was a good one. They've all been
what do you think
good
of it?
I'm really enjoying it. I really enjoyed that Spain one last night, Spain-Iran.
Yeah, that was good as well.
It's such a shame, wasn't it?
But they didn't equalise.
Well, but I mean, it's an interesting one, that, because it's weird. He didn't score a goal in the end, that fella who scored, yeah?
Yeah.
But he does nevertheless know exactly what it's
feels
like to score a goal in the World
but
Cup.
But it wasn't VAR that ruled it out. The linesman had the flag up.
Was it? Where was it? Was he foreign?
Well, of course he was foreign.
Yeah.
The linesman had the flag up and then they used VAR to confirm it. So the linesman had already given it as offside, but the celebration went on. Maybe they knew it was offside, but they just wanted to do the celebration anyway. Can't blame them.
Good luck to them. Might still get through.
Might do. Good luck to them.
Peter Beardsley, I would like... he's been in touch, and I don't want to upset him by not using it, Andrew.
Well, OK.
You know, I don't put him over the edge or anything. So
well, press the play button then, and we'll have that.
All right, Bob. I'm still not back at work, you know, because of the problem with the foreign lads, like, you know. I was up early this morning, like, because the birds outside the spare room window. Usually, I put a pillow over my head to block out the noise, but last night I had to give me pillow to the wife so she could rest her bad leg on it, you know. Her leg is really swollen at the moment. She says it's the heat, but I reckon it might be something to do with the amount of egg white she eats, you know. I did bring this up with her, but she just said,
eggs is me one fucking pleasure in life. Little oval capsules of pure fucking joy. Stop whittling on about them, you interfering fucking dial.
So, you know, I just keep me mouth shut now, like. Dog dead. So I just keep my mouth shut. I hate getting into bother with the wife, like. So anyway, I get out of bed and have a good early stare outside. I was able to imagine in my mind the route the postman would take round the corner, you know, past the green telephone box thing with all the wires inside, you know, past the wall and up the path to the front door. Very nice little journey to recreate in your mind's eye. Then something caught my eye, really quite hard. There was something quite colourful laid on the grass verge, about the size of a pear, but man-made, you know, a very exciting sighting, so I decided to investigate. I was still quite chilly, you know, so I slipped on me puffer jacket and me son's Newcastle United scarf. I bought it for him when he was 11, but first time he wore it outside, I threw an apple for him to catch, like, and he fell over on the road. And he cut his cheek and his lip, like, and never wore it again. Still's got a bit of his blood on it, you know, but it always makes me sad to see it. But at least it is a memory. The Puffer Puffer has a Puffer Puffer zip and four Puffer Puffer press studs. The press studs are concealed, which can make them a bit fiddly, you know. It was nice and warm in me Puffer Puffer, though. It's increasingly looking like an excellent purchase. Well, I made me way to the verge and I bent down to look at the mystery item. It was a tropical fruit yoghurt pot, about one third full. Just at that moment, the front bedroom window opened and the bloody wife started shouting.
What the fuck are you doing out in the street at this fucking spooky hour? Wearing our lad's scarf and picking up fucking litter.
I'm sorry I'm out at a spooky time. I am sorry I'm wearing our lad's scarf, like, but this bright pot had caught my eye for an investigation.
Bright pot! Bright fucking pot! It's that tropical fucking foreign yoghurt you tried to poison me with yesterday. I asked for poachies in a bowl, you fucker, and you bring me that shit. I slung it out of the window, you slack fuck.
Oh, I'm sorry, look. It won't happen again. I was just thinking about your leg health, like, you know.
Aye, well, I'm fucking awake now, so get in that fucking kitchen and fetch me a fucking 5-egg scramble.
So knocked her up a fiver and served it to her in front of TV.
This is a nice scramble, this, Peter. Nice and buttery. I fucking love butter.
I'm really pleased that you like it, love.
Peter, come and sit on the sofa.
I'm not in bother, love.
Just fucking do it, you creep.
So I sit down. John, I sit down next to the wife, like, you know.
Yeah, good lad, Peter. What do you say I'll lend you my phone so you can take a film of the postman's delivery today?
God, I would like that very much. I can watch it over and over again, and it will help me fill the time early morning so I don't have to scrut about in the verges. Thanks, though. I do love you very much, you know.
Yes, I know, Peter. Now get off the fucking sofa and give me... You're giving me the fucking sweats.
Yes, love, so there you go, Bob. Anyway, I've got me joke book here, so it's... I don't know whether it's good enough, this joke. It's actually an old joke, like, and I was part of the joke, so I thought you might like to hear it.
Shall I do it, Andy?
Go for it. Just cut it out, it's rubbish.
There were all the Geordies, you know, at St. James's Park, and I was on the pitch being interviewed by Alan Shearer, like, you know. And they were trying to prove that I wasn't sick, like, you know, because people seem to think I might be, like, you know. It's touch and go, isn't it, really? So Shearer says, what is 15 plus 15? And I guessed, and I said 18. And all the Georges in the crowd start singing, give him another chance, give him another chance. So, well, he says, I will give him another chance. He says, what's 5 + 5, Peter? And I said, 90. No, I thought it was there, thereabouts, like. But of course it's wrong, and all the crowd start shouting, give him another chance, give him another chance. Well, Alan, really kindly, really, says he gives another chance. He says, Peter, what is 2 + 2? And I think about it quite deeply, and I give the answer 4. And the crowd get up once again and start shouting, give him another chance. Give him another chance. So that's, you know, it was just because my name was in there, I thought I'd do it. So, see you, Bob. One Peter Beardsley. There's only one Peter Beardsley. See, Bob.
A 5-egg scrambler.
Yeah. What do you have for scrambles? I have 3 for making
scrambles.
I
usually have 2.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Is that how many?
As a light snack.
And how many slices of toast will 2 cover?
I have 2 slices of toast, but it's usually not quite sufficient.
I know, it's a bit thin in it, Andy.
Yeah. Well, 3 eggs feels like a gamble.
Well, I use 3. Did you know that? Here's a good way to get your eggs right, your scrambled eggs right, is 3 eggs, yeah? And then half an eggshell of milk for each egg. So that would be 1.5 of milk.
Right.
And then a walnut-sized bit of butter.
Is a walnut
salt
a nut?
And pepper. Walnut is... no, I think it's a droop.
Bob, I've been going up the Asda a lot lately.
I bet you have.
You know what they've been starting to do? A lot of them artisan breads you read about.
Oh, they're nice. Crusty, nice, all that stuff. Crusty
so,
bread.
Mm-hmm. So what I've done a little song about them.
Nice.
I'd like to do that for you now.
Please do.
I can't get enough of that wanky bread. I can't stop pushing it into my head. I say yo ho ho to focaccio, give me wanky bread. I can't get enough of that wanky bread. I can't stop forcing it into me head. A cheese boulet is the only way. Gimme wanky bread. I love a stone-baked paisan rustic roll or an olive and feta sourdough. You can stuff your whole fist into your anus. I only want wanky bread. I can't get enough of that wanky bread. I can't stop pushing it into me head. I say yo ho ho to focaccio. Gimme wanky bread. Gimme wanky bread. I insist on wanky bread. Hey! There you go.
Beautiful song.
Took me 6 weeks to write that.
What a tribute.
It was the sweet.
It was the sweet.
Ballroom Blitz.
And you sampled it.
I sampled it, looped it,
you
as
looped
they say.
It.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Before we get any further, can I pitch a TV idea?
Of course you can.
You're in the business, aren't you? It's a very gentle documentary series.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
With 2 celebrity fellas who were both afflicted with tits.
Right, I've got you.
And what we do in each episode, we go around different estates dropping charity bags through the letterboxes.
Right.
It's me, obviously.
Yeah.
I think I might see if I can get James Corden on board as the other fella.
Nice pair. Yeah.
Are we still allowed to talk about James Corden on here?
I don't know. But right. Has it been? Yeah, go on.
And I mean, I might not get him. I might end up with the lad who played Roland on Grange Hill.
Yeah.
But, you know, tits are plenty.
Either way.
We could call it tits are plenty, actually.
Yeah, or the tits the thing.
Tit lads go bagging, I thought we could call it.
Yeah, let's stop using that word now, if you can, during the rest of your pitch.
I'll finish the pitch.
All right. And I've rejected it. That was easy. World Cup gangs of the EPL. So, the England team are on their way back to the base from the ground after the Tunisia match, yeah? Mm-hmm. In the coach. It was hard to enjoy the match, wasn't it, Andy? But I was very happy
afterwards. It was an ordeal.
Yeah.
They left it late, as England are tending to do.
I mean, you know, Harry Kane.
Hero.
There's no words, is there?
Well, there better be.
So everyone's calmed down a little bit after celebrating the victory. At the back of the coach, there's like a lounge area, right? Slightly separated off by the toilet and a fridge thing. Mm-hmm. And the Vardy annuals are all there. Raheem, Vardy, Maguire, Kyle Walker, Alexander Armstrong, Jesse Lingard, Jason Pickford, and of course, Jordan Henderson, who's spying on them.
Right.
But they don't know that.
Right.
Right. So they're watching Vardy play Splatoon 2 and passing round a half bottle of cheap vodka that they've poured into one of the bottles of their electric water, you know,
yeah.
So that they don't get caught. At the very front of the coach is Gary Southgate and Harry Kane, and the rest of the White Lions are in the seats behind them, yeah?
Yep.
Gareth gets on the coach microphone to address the squad, right?
Right.
So he gets up and he says, "My name is Gary Southgate, and I'm a footballaholic." Harry laughs. A few little of the White Lions join in politely. Gareth, "I wouldn't say the Tunisian team were cheats. I really wouldn't. I'm not that sort of bloke." Harry laughs. Yeah. And then Gary says, "As for that VAR system, its performance was indifferent, to say the very least. A bit like Lingard's finishing." All the White Lions howl with laughter.
Right.
Vardy suddenly appears, stood up at the back.
Ooh.
Hey, big nose. At least Jesse was in the right place at the right time. Ooh. You know, we are talking tiny percentages here. Quarters, halves, nothing greater than a two. On another night, it could have been very fucking different. Suddenly there's a loud crash in the toilets, yeah? Jordan Henderson. I don't like the sound of that. Maybe a big cat lake or a hard ball of tone gases. This is how we actually meant to live. It's just Philip Jones. He's fallen over in the toilet trying to put his shoes back on. Maguire, sort it out. So Harry Maguire pulls the door open and out comes Phil. "Thank you!" "I'm right, sorry, lads. I left a little Tommy Kiss Girl on the seat, right?" "Hey, Raheem, give Philip your snood to clean it up with." "Bah," says Raheem. "Bah, but this is me evening travelling snood. It's super lightweight and has over 1,000 tiny silver threaded pockets, each with a particle of moon dust inside. It costs £33,000. Vardy, "The way I see it, the moon dust will be super absorbent, you know, like sun-baked onion skins on an artisan table in Nigel Slater's summer house. Give it to the soft lad." Ooh. So Phil takes the snood off Raheem. Up pops Debbie. Debbie Alley. "It's one thing sticking up for Lingard, but what about Raheem? He was running around like a half-assed bugger. With a fire alarm up his ass." Eric, "That's a good one." "Thanks, Eric." Raheem, "I do have an alarm on my ass, actually, so that doesn't even work as a thing to say." Gareth, "Right, calm down, children." I don't know how fucking Gareth speaks. Harry laughs. "Gareth, I think it's time we heard from our magnificent skipper. Team game and all that, but we'd be in the
That's
shit
just
with
Vardy."
"Is it?
Yeah.
I don't want to make him like nerdy.
There was just nothing to the Southgate voice.
I think it's time we heard from...
Oh, I don't know.
I think it's time we heard from our magnificent skipper.
Yeah, a bit like that, yeah.
Team game and all that, but we'd be in the shit without him. Harry Kane, boys and girls. Harry gets up. Harry. When Harry scores, and the Lions say, the Lions roar. You could have helped me out there.
I forgot what it was.
When Harry scores... The Lions roar. Well, first of all, I would like to say that the Tunisia team are a right bunch of boots McFancies. If they spent as much time learning the rules of the sport as they do applying hair products, they might make some progress. Gareth laughs. Vardy at the back. Racist. Now, I just want you to imagine for a moment the mood in the Tunisia coach. I bet they are right down in the dumps. What would you say to them if you were there, Debbie? All right, lads, is you hurting? I bet you is hurting to the ninth with a sausage slice and a portion of calamari on top. Nobody laughs. Yes, they will be in a right fluffery buffery. Their camp will be full of disharmony and complaint. There's a scream from the toilet. Harry, can someone please check on Philip? So Maguire pulls the doors, toilet doors off its hinges, and there inside is Philip flapping about, you know, like an eel with hands. Mm. The toilet is full of thousands of flies that had been resting and breeding in Raheem Snood. Mm. And they've been attracted by his Tommy Kiss curl. Yeah? Jordan, flies! Russian football flies! Quick! Before they start shopping in that flappity flap, this way to downtown LA! Well, everyone's running about screaming and panicking. Harry, quick driver, pull over at a safe spot so we can open the door and encourage these flies outside and back into Russia. The driver pulls over and they all leave the bus. In the confusion, Jordan goes over to Harry and hands him the Vardy's vodka. Jordan, skipper, look what the Hardys were drinking. Shall we tell the man, you know, who's our manager? Welcome to my TED Talk. Shh, don't say anything. We will wait for the best time to use this incriminating evidence against him. How irresponsible and upsetting. Later, they're back in the coach. Harry's next to Southgate. And Gareth says, when Harry scores, the Lions roar. Harry, sorry, is that Gary? Gary, when Harry scores, the Lions... Harry. So Gary says, Gareth says, when Harry scores, the Lions roar. Harry says, don't pass to Vardy. Gareth, squeezing his leg, don't pass to Vardy. Whoa, bit of a conspiracy there, innit? Yeah,
definitely.
Then from the back, we hear, fuck's sake, me snood is covered in Tommy Kiss curl juice. I might as well have wiped me ass with it. Philip, yeah, I know, I did. It was it gradely. Everybody laughs, apart from Raheem, who stares at Debbie and gives him the slit in throat motion.
We don't want that in the England squad.
Well,
not if we're going to win the World Cup.
This is how it happened. That's how it unfurled.
Shit.
And I'm not referring to the Tommy
Kiss curl. No.
So what do you think? God, I hope they can patch things up.
I can't even think of a film that's like. I've never heard anything like it in all my life.
No scriptwriter has ever even
couldn't make it up, could you?
Has ever considered going there.
You couldn't make it up.
You couldn't. I feel a bit sorry for Philip now.
Well, got him off on you really, you just know, for a lot of reasons.
About in the toilet.
All them flies.
He's put a Kiss curler on the seat.
Well, maybe he shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, but it's in motion, isn't it?
Architect of his own downfall, maybe. I think. Can I just ask you this quick one before you go?
Yeah, of course.
Are you trying to get out the door now, are
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah.
What have the Doors, Pink Floyd, Led Zeppelin and The Who all got in common?
What have the Doors?
The Doors, the group.
Well, the all Doors, right, oh yeah.
Pink, none of them are nuts. The Doors, Pink Floyd, Led Zeppelin and The Who.
I think you're going to say they're all shit.
None of them did anything as good as Ballroom Blitz by The Suite.
Ah, that's interesting. Did The Suite ever do anything as good as anything what Slade did? That's an interesting one.
Up there. Yeah. Up there around the same level, I reckon.
Andrew, I've got to go. I'll see you next time, whenever that might be. And once again, just to encourage people to nick off
right
for the World Cup. Don't miss it.
I've got another couple of little bits. Shall I do them after you've gone out the door? It's not integral that you're here.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've got to go, Andy.
That's fine.
I'm sorry if it seems
all right. No, you leave and I'll just do... a little bit.
You're going to sing a song about Wanky Bob, aren't you?
No, no, I'll just imagine that you were here. It's a nice carrier bag. What's it got written on
it? Look, it's three ply, Andrew. It's three. Three bags.
Are you carrying something heavy around?
I'm carrying my laptop. And I kind of think to myself, if it's in a carrier bag, no one's going to bother stealing it.
Yeah, because you look like a tramp.
Yeah, basically.
And your T-shirt's got World Cup 81 Reykjavik on it and a chess piece.
Was that the
chess World Cup you went to, was it?
No, it wasn't. I
don't know what it's for.
Yeah, but it's caught your eye, hasn't it?
It has, well.
You've enjoyed it.
Because I don't like looking you in the face.
you should mark it then. See you around.
See you, Bob.
There's a little bit of preparation before I can leave, Andy.
He's just putting his jacket on.
It's me Ralph Lauren
jacket. It's his Robert De Niro jacket from the telly.
Yep.
Can you do the Robert De Niro voice? Dear me.
That's all I got, Andy. That's all I got visually, you know what I mean?
That's all we need.
A lot of people were saying I looked like a model for Comme des Hommes.
The Communist Party?
No, for one of the French fashion houses.
No.
No?
No, I don't think so.
Say ya.
Say, Bob. Hey, Bob, do you reckon Phil Oakey and Giorgio Moroder are still together in Electric Dreams? I mean, it was 1984, and it was just like a one-off collaboration. But, I mean, it'll be nice to think that when one of them had an electric dream, they still dropped the other one a line to let them know. What do you reckon they'd send? Letter? Postcard? Probably an email, isn't it? Because they're both, like, really technological fellas. Yeah, thanks for that, Bob.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.